Let's just read quickly again from the beginning of Seif Beis. Remember that we were learning Aleph, how all of the truth of the Torah and all of the truth of the Bayi Olam is really found inside a person. It's found inside each and every one of us, which is inside Nishmas Yisrael. The Kadmonim, the others, they were able to see Tefillin and Tzitzis and Shabbos by gazing to the inner essence of who they were. They saw Kol Mitzvos HaTorah. Not only just in general, but they saw the digdukim of all Torah and all mitzvahs from within themselves. And therefore, the ikkar of all that we've always been learning, and all that the Sfarim HaKadoshim are telling us, is to be megala, that Nishmas Yisrael, to try to find, to get closer to that Nishmas Yisrael inside of us. And mimela, through that, all of Torah is misgala. Therefore, in Seif Beis, Rav Kook is reminding us how much we have to believe, each one of us has to believe in ourselves. Not like they use that term, like on the baseball field, you have to believe in yourself, that you could really hit the ball past the infield or something like that. Ha'adam ha'yoshet tzarech la'hamin b'chayiv. Again, Seif Beis, just to chaz a little bit. Ha'adam ha'yoshet tzarech la'hamin b'chayiv, to believe in one's life. Ha'adam ha'yosha. Again, that word yosha is very important. If it's missing that, then what are you believing in your life? You're a dry cup. What's there to believe in? You're all mixed up and confused. There's nothing to believe in. Well, ha'adam ha'yosha, who's trying to align himself with the Yishrei Lev, with the Yisharim, with the Tzaddikim, with Shulchan Aruch, who's trying to live a life of Yashus, that on the Mokum, that on the Chaveray, Sarach Laham and Bechayev. Such a person has to believe in his life. Klaimer, again, we learned this just quickly. Klaimer, Sheyam and Bechayev Atzim of Argeshoyes of Ahalchas of Derech Yisharim Yisayin Havshal, he has to believe that the emotions that are emerging from within himself, the thoughts, the feelings that come from within himself, shame tayvim v'yisharim v'shem elichim derech yisar, that they're good. They need to be refined. They need to be polished. Certainly, all of our lives we're doing that. But the person, this other mayasha who believes in his life, doesn't assume that he has to live another person's life. Doesn't live with tainus and tvius. How can the Rabbanu Shalom put him into this guf, into this family, with this kind of a seichel, with this kind of a heart? Yisarach lahamin b'chayiv. And therefore he knows that the essence of all of the thoughts and emotions that flow from within himself again, need to always be checked and adjusted, but the essence is good. Hatar svichas shetia ner l'ragloi, and as we learned last week, the main Torah of this person is his own neshama, is himself. The Torah that we read in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, all of the books and all of the manuals and all of the instructions and guidelines and all of that, Rav Kook says is ner l'raglay. It's a candle. Ner l'raglay, it's a candle to illuminate our path through life, to constantly make sure that we don't get off the road, that we don't veer off that road, that mesila that Rav Kook is talking about, that derech yeshara, to be careful, not to get fablunged, to get lost. So one has to always measure oneself, like we're learning this morning. You measure yourself not by society, you measure yourself by Shulchan Aruch, you measure yourself by poskim, by halacha. And when it comes to Chavis Lavavis, you measure yourself by Chavis Lavavis. And Mesil Sasharim. You don't measure yourself by men are from Mars and ladies are from Venus, whatever. You measure yourself by by Mesil Zesham, by Chavis Levavis, by Baruch HaSadikin. You measure yourself by Tanya, by Nefesh HaChaim, by Mechtem Elyo. You measure yourself to see where you are. If you're on the Derech Yishara, Shal Yoda Yiras HaMokim Shesham HaTolus Alula. The Torah is a candle, and therefore the Torah will, by holding on tightly to Torah, one is able to see the mistakes that have popped up in his life, the mistakes, and to correct them. If you're not holding the Torah as a candle, this is what we're learning this morning, and you measure what's right and wrong, you measure that by other standards. In other words, you have another candle in your life, and it's not Torah. What's your candle? Whatever it is. Acceptable behavior in your sphere, in your culture, in your community. If that's the candle that you're using, so then you're not going to notice a lot of the mistakes. You're not going to notice the mistakes, because it doesn't pick up on that. By the candle of society, if you don't hurt anybody, I don't know, it means, I guess, if you don't kill anybody or steal or something, then you're you're not a bainani, you're already a tzaddik. But if you learn Tanya, and you go to the candle of Torah, of the Tanya, so then you see to be a bainani. Wow. That's not an easy thing to be a bainani. Doesn't sin, not in machshava, not in dibra, not in ma'isa. Never. That's a bainani. A tzaddik. A bainani. No avayers. Machshava deba ma'is, even the levushi hanefesh, clean. What's the meaning of the bainani? Say that's what the Tanya is about. What's his struggle? But that's our candle. Our candle is the Torah. Our candle is not what the world considers to be right or wrong or good or bad or worthy of praise or unworthy of praise. That's not the candle that we walk by. One has to be very careful. Very easy. If you're holding the wrong candle, it's very easy to miss the mistakes along the way. It's very easy to miss mistakes along the way. It can be all kinds of mistakes, big and small, that you're not gonna pick up on. You have different madrigas of editors. It's a funny thing. Somebody gave me this a very interesting scholarly book, I don't have the time these days. When I say these days, I mean these years, to be Isaac in these things. I used to like when I was younger, but this particular one is written by a from person, and I wanted to look at it. And I just read the other night. I read around 60, 70 pages. I noticed at least 10 blatant typing mistakes. And I'm not looking for them. It's not like I'm editing it. And this is from the Choshevis publishers. Very, very Choshev. It's not the Ahimish brand. It's from the Choshev, it's a Goyish, a university, probably it's a Choshev brand. And that means that they have a whole board of people. They have all these people that get paid a lot of money to sit there and to look it over. And you just, on the first 60 pages, they're like, at least 10, I found it open. Printing, missing a word. Maybe it's just this particular volume or something. Somebody was sick or something happened. I don't know what happened. But and then you give it to another person, a person that's a bigger bucky. She has a stronger candle. And when he looks at it, he sees the mistakes. He sees the mistakes, and then stronger, sees more mistakes. So if one does not march through life holding the candle of Torah, then he's passing by. He's walking through life with all kinds of crazy mistakes. He's a good guy, but he wouldn't willfully want to do such things that are wrong. But how he measures right and wrong is with a different kind of a candle, or it's either very, very weak. Very weak, so he doesn't pick up on these mistakes. Or it's altogether the wrong candle. It's altogether something else. Shalafarman tesa hanefesh besoyo leidara. Shalafarman, not just lefarman. that sometimes Rav Kook says that a person can get lost. B'soyhu loy darach. He thinks he's on the derech. It's an interesting thing how the people that are off the derech. I met a lot of people off the derech that they're much more on the derech than the people who are saying those guys are off the derech. Person can think he's on the derech and he's b'soyhu loy darach. B'soyhu loy darach. It's b'chlal not, he's not on the derech. So you need to always check that you're on the right road, you're on the right path with the candle of Torah, always. Aval ha'maimed ha'tmidi sarach liyasi b'tochen ha'nafshi. But the general, consistent maimed of a person needs to be self-confidence in one's soul. Confidence in one's soul. Confidence in the truth of your emotions, the truth of your convictions. I'd be talking on nafshi. It's very hard to explain that. But it's very clear when there's a person that has it and when a person doesn't have it. Ha'isha Yisraeli mechuyev lahamen. Continue. Ha'isha Yisraeli. A Jew is mechuyev lahamen, must believe. Not toiv lahamen, tzarech lahamen, it's mechuyev lahamen. An ish Yisraeli must believe sheneshama elokis shuya bekirbo. I don't have to translate that, but an neshama elokis, ashtik elokus, an neshama elokis is shuya bekirbo, sitting inside of him. Shat smusoi kuloi kula hi ois achas min haTorah, and the atzmus, the essence of who he is, of this neshama, is a letter of the Torah of Hashem, is divine. Nishmas Yisrael, Shishim Riba Isis HaTorah, Nishmas Yisrael, the 600. It's a letter. It's a letter of the Torah. And all of the Isis of the Torah are Shemus of Hashem, of course. And that's what we're made of. We also Chelachal Gai. That's what we're made of. Shatzmusai kula hi ois achas min haTorah. V'ois min haTorah hi oila molai. So you might think, oh, just one ois, that's not so much. No, an ois min haTorah is oila molai. It's a universe. Mamish, an ois is a universe. Ha hailach misraba la'ein shir, that grows and it's mispashet. Misraba la'ein shir. From beginning with that one letter, then that leads to another, and to words, and to sentences, and so on, paragraphs, and worlds. Because each letter of the Aleph Beis has all the other Isis mysteriously wrapped up in it also. And each letter of the Torah has all the Isis, as we know from the Goyen, we have a Kabbalah that, not just the Beis of Bereishis, but even the Pintala, the Dat, the Dogesh, inside the Beis of Bereishis that we don't see with our eyes, because it's not in the Sefer Torah. But the Chumash, the little dot inside the base, is really called Torah Kula. As the Baal Shem HaKadosh said, that if you're holding a piece of something, even the corner of something, you're holding the entire thing. If you're holding the corner of the talus, then you're holding the entire talus. Yeah, Rishayich the whole talus. Ki afilu lehispashtus haruchanis shel gager chol echad. Rav Kook says, when it comes to Ruchnius, this Pashtus HaRuchanis, the power of Ruchnius to expand, to be Misrabe, to have children and the grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Ruchnius, that is Pashtus HaRuchnius, even shall garger chol echad, of even one granule of sand. Meaning one tiny little granule of your Shemayim, of Torah, even the tiniest little granule. Gam ken ein mida v'ketzef, can't be measured and limited. Dispas haruchnis, In other words, every single molecule of Ruchnias, by definition, has the ability to be mispashet ad Ein Sof. That's what the guy was talking about with the little dot inside the base. In Gashmus, you understand that there are borders, there are in physical things that ad kan v'layos, that it stops. You see by the Mishkan, by these parashas, you see that the nedivus slave of Klal Yisrael, the nekudas slave of a Jew, comes to a place where Moshe Rabbeinu has to say, Rabbi Yisai, there's no room to put any of the stuff anymore. Dai v'hoise. Because they couldn't stop bringing. Because that nekuda of a Jewish heart, the nedivus halev of a yid, is when it's unleashed, it's a need of a ketzef to a Jewish heart. And therefore, if Moshe would have to say, die, enough for the malach, for the mishkan, we're not going to have, there's too much stuff. Die v'hoise. Because the espousus of Ruchnius, of that koyach, of Nedivus HaLeif, of that nekuda, of giving, which is Nishmas Yisrael. So that's a gager chol echad, one little, you know the famous maisu, there was the, we're not going into the problem, that's a 15-20 minute story, but the maisu itself was when they were, the tzaddikim, the Talmidim of the Mizrach Magid, there was a very, very, very big emergency. The whole Maisa with the Chaskin was taken by, they were going to put him in jail, and they would do that. They would take Chassanim by the day of the Chasna, they would kidnap. They would take the police, would put him, or whatever, they'd put him into prison on the day of the Chasna, and then charge the community that if you want this little Chasn to be back with his little Kala, and that you should make a Chasn, you have to pay such and such amount of money. This is a very common way that they raised money in those days, our enemies. So there was a mice like that, and this was a place where the tzaddikim squeezed whatever they could out of the community. They were asking for some crazy number to get this Chasn, or else they were going to kill the Chasn. The Goyim were going to kill him. So there's a whole maisa that the Chayza, who was from the younger Talmidim, the Chayza went with, I don't remember exactly, but the Baal Tanya with the Chayza, and there were maybe two other of the Tzaddikim that they went, there was no Eitzah, on the outskirts of the town. On the outskirts of this town, there was a Jew who lived in a palace, who was an untapped reservoir of wealth for the simple reason because when they tried to get anything for this guy, he was such a vicious he wouldn't give a penny to anything Jewish. He was a Yid, but he didn't give a penny. And the other tzaddikim didn't want to go, and the Baal Tanya said we have no choice, and they went. And Kaidim had to let, it's a whole story, he didn't want to let them in, and okay, how he let them in, so of course he's a Yidin, he sees these big tzaddikim, so he let them in, and the Tanya was the Reish HaMadavim, and the Tanya gave a whole talk about the Shachmanis, the Shachasim, and we did whatever we could, and was short 10,000 rubles, and it's a whole drosha, and this guy, this Yid, actually starts to cry. And the other tzaddikim are looking at each other. This is good. And the Tanya goes on of the whole drasha about the Achmanis and this and that. So after this, the Yid says, he says to him, Rebbe, you moved me, and I'm also a Jew, and so on. And he took out one ruble. Just one ruble. One ruble. So the other tzaddikim were like, they're looking, and the Tanya says, what an unbelievable thing you did. You have no idea the chizik that this is going to give to the chasm and to all of us. And it's a murder in Mesiris Nefesh. And the others are saying, well, Mesiris Nefesh, guys are Russia. And anyway, So then they're walking out, and the other tzaddikim already saying to the Tanya, why did you give him such a covet? What did he, a ruble? He sent him 10,000 rubles, and you give a half hour, you're talking to him, wasting our time with this guy. And the Tanya says, not. Anyway, the guy comes running after the tzaddikim, they're not even halfway down the block. And he says, Rabbi, he gives 10 more rubles. Oh, the Tanya says, 10 rubles, pity. He goes out of his kelim. And this goes on. By the time they get two blocks, they have all 10,000 rubles. And the 10,000 rubles. And it's brought down in the story, it's a famous ma'aseh. And the other tzaddikim, they ask the Tanya, how did you have such a cheshbon with him? So he said, I saw his service in this Jew. He's a Jew. The only thing is to get to that, to open up, to get through that klipa. Once there was already a crack, even though it was only a ruble, it was a ruble, but it meant that it was opening. Then I knew it was going to be 15 minutes, half. I didn't know it was going to be so fast. But it was, once there already was that crack, then the kuda, you see what he says? Kafil is spashas haruchanis shal garga chol echad gamkin emid of a ketzef. One granule of a Jew. Ein mid of a ketzef. One granule when it comes out from underneath all of the piles of the mud. One gargle, garger chol echad. One granule of a yid. The koich of a spashas. Okay, in me the v'ketziv. The atzmus of a Jew is an ois achas from HaTorah. So you shouldn't think an ois achas from the Torah Hashem. In me the v'ketziv. V'lo yechilu shnoi sodom levirus kol ha'amayna chukam yisodom achokm shlovim b'deo gvur n'arosh shebekir bay. A person could spend all the years of his life trying to explain all the unbelievable chukim, the laws and the properties of whatever of the chokhmah that are woven into b'dayu gevura nayrosh b'kibbo, into the astonishing greatness of what lies within himself. All the years of a person's life, he wouldn't be able to explain himself to himself if he understood. All of the years of his life, wouldn't be able to explain that greatness of himself to himself. The Kal V'Chomer, and if that's for an individual Jew, then Kal V'Chomer Ha'om, how much more so the nation? This Rav Kook is saying over and over and over again, as the biggest problem, is the biggest problem that we have now. What? V'kal v'chaim ha'am sarach b'chlolo l'hamin b'amuna b'hiru v'nalheves ma'oid b'chayiv. That the nation has to believe with clear faith and a fiery faith in its life. In our path as a nation, who we are as a people, all of our inclinations as a nation, as a people. It's very hard to explain this. And that we have to follow our path as Am Yisrael. Bebitcha. In a way of confidence. That's what I've mentioned many, many times, was that people couldn't understand when the whole tumult was going on. But now it's in the United Nations, the biggest Moshe of Leitzim in the world, that Leitzim is already a compliment. But the all the arguments over Eretz Yisrael and who it belongs to and how it belongs to, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe he told, I don't remember if it was Netanyahu at the time, whatever he told one of them, the ambassador, he said that you have to, maybe it was Netanyahu, he was an ambassador of the United Nations, he told him, you get up in front of the United Nations and read the first Rashi in Chumash to the whole United Nations. Read the first Rashi and Chumash. Vayishevu Lakim, as Rashi says. Bishvil Yisrael. And he says, B'tzayin, the number of Eretz Yisrael, he brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to who he wants to give it to. He took it away from who he wanted to take away from, he gave it to who he wants to give it to. And the Rav Shavi said, just read the first Rashi. Don't make a speech. Just say over Rashi in front of the whole United Nations. Which he didn't, whoever that was at the time. I don't remember if it was Netanyahu, but whoever didn't, of course. And, you know, he is, of course, everybody's impressed by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and nobody ever left there, you know, without being shaken up. But to have the confidence to be able to get up in front of the entire world and to say the truth, that was not in this fall. And by the way, the Goyim would respect that if he did that. They would respect that. Dropping a couple of bombs on their reactors and things, they respect that. They understand Mamaloshin. They understand Mamaloshin. They understand the Loshin of people who believe in their path and their way. That's why the whole world is all tumult from the Muslims. You're supposed to say the radical Islam is not allowed to say Muslims. To say, because there are 6 or 7 that are not like that. So you have to say, oh, the radical Muslims. The whole world is terrorized by the radical Muslims. You know why? Because they have 100% confidence in themselves. They have 100% confidence. They talk. They believe in themselves. They believe in their path. And since they believe in their path, everybody else is yes, Rabbi Muhammad. Yes, Rabbi Muhammad. Because they talk with such a. They don't have any sfeikas in what they believe in. He's ready to go blow himself up. He's 100%. He's on the program, 100% in the program. But when we talk, it's not clear, it's not certain, we don't know. I read this thing that, you know, there's a big commotion in the Knesset over this, what's going on with the Gius, you know, with the army, with the yeshiva bochum and so on. I think everybody knows about what's going on. It's hard to touch up the whole thing because yesh v'yesh, you know, there's like with everything. It's complicated and both sides have nekudas that there's truth on both sides. It's not poshut completely like this side. It's not poshut completely like that side. V'chol zayis, that's not what I'm talking about now. But what I saw, you know, the fellow that one. Well, I don't usually talk about these things, but it's important. It's important to stop and to think about it. So this Lapid. So he won a lot of seats. His party, right? He won a lot of seats in the election. His father was Yadua as a person that was very, very much. He was a Holocaust survivor, and very, very much against Torah. His father fought very strong against anything with Torah and mitzvahs. This one, the son, is not like such a kitzoni. He's more of a moderate person. Chalal is more of a mensch than his father was. His father passed away a few years ago. But he's more of a mensch. But he made a whole big nitzachon with his party. And you know, he gave his first speech this past week. He gave his first speech in Knesset. His whole program of this guy, even though it's with more moderation, but his whole program is that the yeshiva guys have to go. They have to go to the army and they have to carry they have to share the burden of the country and all the lashonis that he's been using. Again, he says it in a more moderate way, but he basically came out and he said that you can't have 10% of the population dictating to 90% of the population. That was his lashon. So, okay, the nekuda is there that one can hear in an honest way, but on the other hand, so this alti yid, his name is Moses. He's from Agud. I don't remember. I think he's from Agud. This Alti Yid, he's been in the Knesset for like 4,000 years. So this Alti Yid gets up. I read this in Hamadiyah. This Alti Yid gets up. He's a very precious person. This he gets up, and he also has big hajus pun and a beautiful white beard and payas. And he says, you know who this Yair Lapid is. And he starts to go through Yair Lapid's yichus. He skips his father. He goes to the Zayde. And he goes to the elder Zayde. The name of the family is Klein from Hungary. And his elder Zayde, was of Shmelke Klein, was the Seyla Shirov. Tzadig Yisod Olam. He wrote the Sefer Tzorach Ayin. Tzadig Yisod Olam. The elder Zayde from this Lapid. And he said that, and he just was talking about that, Elta Zayde, his whole life was terror. And he gave over to Klein. And he gave just like a Joshua like this. He said something also about the statistics, a little bit thing. And I read that afterwards, Lapid went over and he was hugging he went over to this Rabbi Moses and he started to hug him. He got all emotional about it. I don't know what it means exactly, but the reason that I'm saying is that you could talk politics, this Morgan, this politic, that, this for that's for Charedim versus the Chilonim and so on. But if a Jew is able to open up that one, to get to that one granule of a Jew inside of another Jew, and this old Knesset member Moses, so he got up. And he spoke with confidence about what it means to be. He understands there are problems with the Gius. Everybody knows that. But he spoke with confidence about what it means to be people, that we're a nation and we're defined by Torah Hashem. That's who we are, by Torah Hashem. And we can't close down yeshivas. Of course, there's a problem. We have to figure out how to work it out with numbers. But you can't close down. What these guys are talking about is like basically shutting down Torahs, closing down the yeshivas. He even gave a number, I think, Lapid, a few weeks ago. He said, no, he understands that if there are 400 guys that are really, really, really good, that we should let them be part of the army. 400 guys. So he was accepting that 400 guys should stay in the yeshiva. 400 guys. So that's not even one dinner table in the Mir Yeshiva. That's not even one table in the Mir Yeshiva. So he says 400 guys. He says that are really, really good, and they have to be bechinas, and they have to be. So 400 guys. So this rabbi is telling him, look, we know there's an issue, but he's saying is that Torah is not something that it's a subject and no. You can have 400 guys that they're going to be experts in it, and that's enough for Am Yisrael. He spoke in a way that was confident. I mean, so it seems like, I didn't see the whole thing, a little bit there. He spoke in a way that in a way of belief in the path of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael's path is a way of Torah. That's who we are. Einu Masazut Uma Elibet Torah. So Absadigon said, we're only a nation, we're defined by its Torah. Of course, there's a problem with it. How do you defend the country if... And what if ends up that Lapid and all of his children and Eniklach decide they want to become Bali Tshuva, and then the whole country is from, and then what's going to be? Everybody's going to go to yeshiva. So what's going to be? There's a problem, and the people are screaming that everybody. They're also crazy. But to be able to get up in front of the Knesset to say, this is who we are, Rabbi Yisai, and your grandfather was the Tzara Chaim. Your grandfather was the Tzara Chaim. You know who we are. We're people. You're here because of your grandfather and your great grandfather is with tzaddikim, and that's who we are. Then we don't believe in ourselves, and therefore we have to say all kinds of things. Same thing with parents giving over to children. This is what Kook is talking about, but he says again, a kal v'chaim ha'am tzarech bechlolo lahamin b'muna b'hira v'nal heves ma'id b'chayiv. The nation has to believe in a clear way in Nilheves, with Chislavas, Bechayev, in its life. That we're not the same as the rest of the world. We're different. We have something, nowadays have even Orthodox people call themselves Orthodox, that they're uncomfortable with the whole concept of being an Am HaNivcha, of being different, of being a chosen nation. There are Orthodox people. But it used to be that in the old days that any little Yid, even if he was a Mechal Shabbos, he believed that he was part of the chosen people. Even if he was a Mechal Shabbos, he knew that there was a side, there was a secret to Am Yisrael. He was having his own difficulties, but there was a secret to Am Yisrael. Now you have even Orthodox people now that they say, what's this business? It's racist, it's this, it's that, there's no such thing as Jews are the same. That's if you don't believe in what he was talking about before. So there's a neshama lekis that shuiyah bekerav each and every Jew, and then there's nishmas Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, that shuiyah in Am Yisrael as a nation, as a people. If we believe in ourselves, I was going to say tomorrow Shabbos. But if we believe in ourselves, then by Matzah Shabbos, by Sunday, we would have the mosque would be removed from the Har Habayis, and the Beis Hamikdash would be there. If we believe be'emes in ourselves, it's not just to believe in Hashem as Baruch. If we believe in who we are, there would be nothing, it would be finished. We wouldn't have to be embarrassed and to apologize, not to the Goyim, not to the United Nations, not to the President, not to the world. I'm sure you're as heartbroken as I am when I see that a Jewish prime minister, Netanyahu is a little bit more, he has more guts than Paris, who's an old coward. But it hurts when you see that a Jewish prime minister has to go groveling to this city supervisor that became president. He has to go groveling to the president of the United States to schnorr something from the president of the United States. We should tell him go jump into the Yam HaMelech. Go jump into the Yam HaMelech. That this guy that was in college smoking marijuana that became president of the United States. So a Jew has to go to him and to. If you still haven't lost that feeling of Am Yisrael, you have to cry when you see all of these things are heartbreaking. Because you have to snore, because I mean we need this one's money, I mean that one's money. if the nation would believe fully in the nishmas Elokim that separates Am Yisrael from all of the nations of the world. We'd we would know very, very well to live by the light, or to use the light of Teres Chaim, of the terror of life. We would not have to live that way. So you have the page I gave you last week. There's a sefer that came out last year that Rav Kook's teachings. You know, there's a tremendous effort that's being made now, finally after all these years, to try to make Rav Kook accessible to the world. So there are all kinds of wonderful people, mostly in Eretz Yisrael, who are trying to take parts of Rav Kook, because there's so much, who are trying to take parts of Rav Kook's Torah and to first of all to print it in a beautiful way. And to try to make it clear and to explain a little bit and so on. There have been a number of songs that have come out the past few years. And in my opinion, the most beautiful one is this cipher that came out around a year ago. It's called Yesh Lecha Kanfei Ruach. Have you seen this? No, wow. Yesh Lecha Kanfei Ruach. You get it on Amazon.com. Is that right? I think that's right. Amazon? Huh? No. Not English, not yet. Maybe it will be, not yet. And the one who gathered it together is Tzvi Dov Hirsch. His last name is Hirsch. Tzvi Dov Hirsch. Kemat Tov Shin Ayin Beis. Yesh Lecha Kanfei Ruach, which we're going to see those words in a few minutes. Yesh Lecha Kanfei Ruach. This whole sefer is al imun ha'odam ba'atzmo b'chayiv. Is on this Torah that we just learned in the Eretz Torah, tzarachad l'ham b'chayiv. This whole sefer is just on that nekud. He's bringing different Torahs from all over of Cook's writings on this inyan of emunah ba'atzmecha, believing in oneself. Leaving the essence of oneself and the nation, and it's divided into. It's just done so intelligently, so elegantly, and then what is and with all the Ma'ar Mekarmis from all of Rav Kook's from, he even has the latest ones with the Pinkasim that even things that are not yet haven't been, some of the things here haven't even been published yet that he had access to. So everything is, and then with then it, to top it all off, that would have been enough. That would have been enough to make an outstanding save. Then, on top of that, the last 100 pages, which is Lahamin B'chayev, he brings some all over Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Tzaddik, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, all over from the Chassidus Sfar. to show how what Rav Kook is talking about is all rooted in the Talmidei Baal Shem, in the Svarim of the Talmidei Baal Shem. Yesh lecha kan for you. So the now I froze that for you. You don't have how it's printed in here. That was just a matter of practicality, because it was it's bigger here with a couple of pages. I just want to get on one page. I'm sorry. So I froze that. Well, I took it from the where it came from the kibbutzim. Here it's printed with the dots and it's printed nice and big and so on. But I made it less comfortable for you. It's okay as long as I can do it. As long as it's comfortable for me, I don't care. Had rachamonis on the machine. I'm Moshe Siderbaum. Had rachamonis. Going to the photostat store for more ink. Really, on this nekuda that we're learning now, we would have to do this entire sefer. What we'll do just for now, Mr. Shem will come back. We'll have time to do the entire sefer, because really, this is a sefer that should be required learning. In every yeshiva, and not only in every yeshiva, but we should send a copy to Yair Lapid. We'll cover Shabbos to send. Oh, it's already Shabbos already. Been here. To send to Mr. Lapid, in honor of himself, that he's a Yid and he still loves the Jewish people. He wants to serve the Jewish people, in honor of his holy grandparents and great grandparents. Yesh lecha kanfei ruach. You have wings of the spirit. You just have been so grounded by the stuff in your life, that you're weighed down by a lot of stuff. But yesh lecha kanfei ruach, you have wings. That's what the sefer is about. Im tirtza, I think I did the first. Im tirtza ben adam?
Yeah.
So that's taken from the Shmoneh Kibbutzim. The Shmoneh Kibbutzim, which I've mentioned many times over the years, was zoichet to have, it's hard to believe that this only came out around 6-7 years ago. The 8 kibbutzim, big stacks and collections of Cook's writings that were not published in the form of kibbutzim. Pieces are all over the place in his different svarim. Why this happened, how this happened, this itself would be an interesting doctoral thesis for somebody to write. What's going on over there in Yerushalayim? Why is this happening? There are still many, many, many unpublished writings of Rav Kook, which is in the possession of family and Talmidim at Talmidim that we still don't have, and it seems to me to be inexcusable, but it has to do with stuff going on over there in Eretz Yisrael. So this is from the first Kovetz, Kuf Pei Aleph. Im Tirtza Ben Adam. Im Tirtza Ben Adam, we'll just start a little bit. Im Tirtza Ben Adam, if you want, Ben Adam. Histakel Bo'er HaShechina B'chol HaYikum. Take a look at the light of the Shechina in all of existence. Histakel Be'eden HaChayim HaShemeniyim. Look at the Eden, at the sweetness of delight of Chaim HaShemeniyim, of supernal heavenly life. Eichem mispalshim b'chol pina v'zovis shebechaim haruchni v'acharmiyim sheneged einei b'sarach v'neged einei ruchacha. Rav Kook here is talking about looking at the wonders of creation, just at the beauty of the world. Be'or HaShechina, to see the light of the Shechina everywhere. And to see how this physical beauty, which is a reflection of the light of the Shechina, is mispalshim b'chol pina v'zobis. Mispalshim means mispashtim. It's spreading and penetrating into every corner. B'chol pina v'zobis, every corner and little angle or corner. Shebechaim haruchniyim v'achormiyim, of spiritual and physical life. Sheneged einei besarcha, it's right before your physical eyes. Neged einei ruchacha, and your spiritual eyes. But he warns us. He's telling us you have to be careful how to look at this, to look at the world. His burden the pillar hayitzira. He says, look at these wonders of creation. But don't just admire the beauty. Go deeper and see the chaye ha'elokus shalehem. The chaye ha'elokus, the godly life that is pulsating in everything that exists. Loi betar eze tochnit keha. Don't look at it like some sort of a spectator that's watching some sort of a program or plan or a diagram. Keha means like dim. That from a distance they're showing you. Don't think of it as something that you're watching on a screen, that you're looking at something out there. This is the metzias that you're living in. You're living in it, like inside the ocean. You're living in this metzias. Therefore, das atzmacha, ves elamcha. Therefore, know yourself. Understand yourself, who you are. And understand the world that you live in. Das hegyoine halev shelcha. Understand the thoughts of the feelings of your own heart. Hegen means really the thoughts of the heart. Das hegyoine halev shelcha, shel kol hege v'choshev, of your own thoughts, and all those who are thinking, trying to understand. Mitzar es makar hachayim shebekir b'cha. Find, look for, and you'll find, in yourself and in the world, the makor ha'chaim shebekir b'cha, the source of that life which is within you. V'shemimalucha, the neshama, that's the source of life of elokus that's within you. V'shemimalucha, that surrounds you. Shemisvivcha, that's around you. Es parei hadrei sechaim shata shori b'soichan. Pare, the pe'er, the splendor, and the hadar, the splendor and the glory and the beauty of the life that you're in, not that you're looking at, that you live in, that's living in you and that you live in. Ha'ahav shebekir b'cha. Rav Kook says, you know that you have love inside of you. You feel a love. You feel love for family. You feel a love for our people. You feel a love for a friend. You have a hava inside of you. Ha'ahava shebekir b'cha, the love that's inside of you. Ha'alei oisa, lift it up. L'sheiresh uza, lift it up. L'sheiresh uza, lift it up to the root of its strength. The Ednas Tefarta, and the beauty and the sweetness of its splendor, of where it comes from. Where this Ahava that you have inside of you, whatever it is that you love, where does it come from? Harchiva l'chol saroi paiseha. And Harchiva, expand it to all of its branches. L'chol eshed nishmas chei ha'olamim. to the entire current, like the current of a river. To that great river of the life of all worlds. Asherak ritzutz hamokim shalahege gare miyud zaharo. Asherak ritzutz hamokim shalahege gare miyud zaharo. This is very hard. But what it means is that ritzutz means when something is broken. It's a piece of something. And that, because of that, it's weak. What is it that is preventing us from feeling this way that Rav Kook just described? It's the weakness, and it's a brokenkeit, the brokenness of language, of words. You know, Rav Kook was always writing how he was struggling to find the right word, which led him to have words nobody else ever saw. And he was always very, very broken over this, that he couldn't get, that there's nothing in the language. Language is a wonderful thing, but at the same time, it brings down. Language can't possibly capture that ahava. Shirak ritzu tzamokim shalai hege. Hege means expression. The tzibrochenkeit and the weakness of hege, of expression, of language. Goyre miut zaharo is a cause of the diminished light of this makar of life. Language and words and reading, the efforts that are made to put that into words can never, ever, ever capture that light. And because people settle for words and they just live with words and they don't go beyond those words, so they don't get to that place inside and around them because they just settle for those words. The words can never, ever. Hashemayim b'sabim kvayd kel v'mayisei yodav ma'yir akiyah. Yoim li yoim yabi oimer v'lai lai yichavadas. But at the end, it's ein oimer v'ein divar. The Shemayim is having, the heavens are telling a story. And we try to put that into our words, but we can never ever put it into the words of human language. Habet ala ha'oyreis b'soichi yusa. Look upon, gaze upon the lights that are b'seichiyusa, inside the words, inside, underneath. Al yivlu nishmascha hashemais. Don't allow yourself to garble and to swallow what the shemais, or to even be swallowed by the shemais, by the names of Hashem. Ki'ilu, that's what God is. Just the name. Elukim, Shakai. Al yivlu nishmos ha-shemos. Don't swallow and don't allow yourself to be swallowed up by the shemos. Hamilim and the words. Hanivim, again the expressions of Aesius and the letters. Heim misurim biyodcha. They were given in your hand. They were given for us. Language was given to us to use in the best way possible. That doesn't mean language should control us. We were not given over to language. Language is not bigger than the neshama. Language doesn't control us. Even the shemus of Hashem and the oisius that we see in language, spoken language, written language, it's not higher than a Jew. It's not higher than the neshama. Language cannot control a person. V'ata mosa v'yedehen. Alei lamala. Rai is higher. Alei, higher. Ki korach azlecha. Korach azlecha. You have great strength. And here's the name of the Sefer. Yesh lecha kanfei ruach. You have wings of the ruach. That's higher than any words, any language. Yesh lecha kanfei ruach. Whatever the world has done to try to clip your wings, and language and words spoken by others, spoken in books, spoken in movies, spoken, whatever it is, he says, Yesh lecha kanfei ruach. You have other wings. You have kanfei ruach. Kanfei nishar ma'birim, the wings of powerful angels, powerful eagles. Kanfei nishar ma'birim, powerful, powerful. Al tichachesh bam. Don't deny them. Don't be unfaithful to them. Don't reject, don't make believe these wings don't exist. Pen yikach hashulach, because then they're not going to serve you. They'll turn away from you. They won't work for you. Droishoy sam. Seek these kanfei ruach. The yimotsu lecha miyad, and you'll find them immediately. The kanfei ruach. You'll find them within yourselves immediately. Okay, so next week we'll do the second piece there.